Lavender Letters by Patty Cassidy.
Morning Post, Professor. Something a little different for you today. Well, well, a lavender letter. Not like the old geezer at all.
Who is this scented note from? I do not recognize anything about it. A secret admirer, perhaps? I suppose the busybody postman would noise it to the whole town that I have a paramour now. Wouldn't they all be surprised to learn that I'm not just the respectable professor they all know, but a man with a past?
My dear, come here, my dear. Come see me soon. I have something audacious for you. Your Ella.
Dear Ella, I received your letter of the 15th of May and beg to inquire as to your identity. I am unfamiliar not only with your name, but your address and your penmanship. I know no Ella. Yours sincerely, Oliver Glower.
Morning Post, Professor. Aha, another lavender letter. That was quick. I'll surely keep an eye on this or lose my reputation.
Oh, alas, alas, what a morass. To have sent my missive astray, I meant to send it to someone else, but it instead went your way. Oh, please forgive me, please, Mr. Glower. I had no idea. I will not bother you again. Abjectly, Ella.
Dear Ella, may I inquire as to your surname? I feel uncomfortable addressing you by your given name since I know nothing about you. Regarding your letter of the 18th May, there is no need for apologies. Although odd and rare, your error could happen to anyone, I suppose. By the way, I am Professor Glower, tutor in English, literature, and poetry of the Elizabethan era. Yours sincerely, Professor Oliver Glower. P.S. Does this mean you have nothing for me after all?
Morning Post, Professor. A thick lavender packet today. Nothing will stop me now from finding out what's going on. Within the law, of course. Postmen have their standards to uphold.
Dear Professor Glower, well, a professor and of literature and poetry. Now I am truly abashed. Oh, my funny doggerel must appall you. You see, little ditties are all that's left of my dreams to be a great poet myself one day. I was crushed when I read the marvelous work of the great bards. I could never hope to reach their lofty levels. Perhaps I'm just meant to be a reader or a reciter of verse. There is a place for that, isn't there? Don't you agree? Sincerely, Ella Cooper. Oh, P.S., I do indeed have something for you, though it isn't audacious. I'm tasked with sending invitations to our little town's tercentenary celebration, and someone gave me a list of names to include from the entire county. Here is what you should have received.
Dear Ella Cooper, thank you for clearing up the confusion. I appreciate the invitation, and you may see me at some of the events, especially at the poetry readings. Speaking of which, I find your hopes quite moving. As you know, most of the so-called great bards spent lifetimes crafting their verse. You may want to attempt writing real poetry again. It can be a very amusing pastime for a lady. If you are interested, perhaps I could guide you in your efforts. I myself have written poetry for years, and with some success, so I know whereof I speak. Yours sincerely, Professor Oliver Glower.
Good morning, Professor. Here's another one of those letters. They're coming fast and furious now. I must go on an outing to the country to hunt down this lady. Her mystery's gnawing at me like a hungry dog with a fresh bone. And a postman always solves his problems in the end.
Dear Professor Glower, how kind, how kind. I blush with gratitude at your most generous attitude. I bought a new pen and ream of fine paper to start, so every poem I write may now become a work of art. I hope you were not joking, sir, because I'm ready to give myself into your hands, so have your way with me. When shall we begin? I can hardly wait. I am yours eagerly, Ella Cooper. B.S., I would be honored to have you come to our celebration. Perhaps you could read something of your own for us.
Well, well, an admirer who offers me herself as well as her work. Have my way with her. Did she choose those words on purpose? I feel once familiar stirrings. She sounds young and eager. I must be cautious, but it feels so fresh and alive. My dear Ella Cooper, I am delighted that you are ready to begin writing again. I anticipate your work eagerly. Here is a poem of my own recently published in the Journal of Aspiring Antiquarians to inspire you. Yours sincerely, Professor Oliver Glower. P.S. I would be honored to read for your celebration. Perhaps I could write something special for it.
Dear Professor Glower, well, here I am again, my work in hand. Thank you so much for your poem, Lost Among the Palimpsests. I read it immediately, and then again, and once more, until I teased out all its meanings. Oh, my goodness, what finesse! What unusual words and careful form! Will I ever be able to equal it? But perhaps if you could look at these few pages, you will know how to guide me. Sincerely, Ella Cooper.
Oh, dear, these are by far the worst poems I've ever seen. What shall I say to her? But she is ripe for my guidance, and that, in some way, excites me. Dear Ella Cooper, thank you so much for sharing your poems, Around the Hen House, A Single Rose, and A Doggy Waits. They certainly provided a glimpse into your world and your life. Your images are strong and specific. Though the lines do rhyme, they could be made more effective with some shaping and building. Careful thought is the heart of this craft. Even the most passionate verse gains power from structure. Also, perhaps you could think about going beyond your words and surface images into the deeper meditations they spark. I look forward to seeing more of your work. Yours sincerely, Professor Oliver Glower.
Dear Professor Glower, thank you for your insightful comments on my efforts. I believe I understand what you mean by searching for the deeper meanings of things. I have some questions, though. When writing poetry, should I write first from the heart or from the head? And should I write for myself or others?
Well, she's very perceptive, this Ella. I appreciate the chance to mold her. I have so few students with such perceptive minds. Dear Ella Cooper, what excellent questions you pose. Let's begin with the second first. Are you writing for yourself or others? And if you are writing for others, what do you hope will happen? Once you determine that, you'll have the answer to the first question. Write from your head or write from your heart. There is truth in both. You won't know which way to go until you begin. All poetry begins with intention. Sincerely, Professor Oliver Glower. P.S. I am enjoying my work on the poem for your celebration.
Morning Post, Professor. The letters are back to normal size again. My postman's intuition wonders if there's something, anything wrong.
Dear Professor Glauer, thank you so much for your answer. You may be pleased to know that I've spent my hours creatively. I've been writing poems and reading poems and thinking of nothing but poetry lately. I can hardly wait to hear your response to these latest. And since I wrote them for you, I began with my head rather than with my heart. I tried to follow the rules of the great bards to discipline my brain. Oh, it was quite an experiment. Yours most sincerely, Ella Cooper. Oh, P.S., the entire committee was pleased to hear that such a distinguished guest is writing a verse just for us. There will certainly be a Victoria Sponge to reward your efforts.
I grow quite fond of this Ella Cooper. She sparks something in me that has been dead for years, or so I thought. My dear Ella Cooper, your work has certainly progressed. The images are sound, your allusions are strong and erudite. Your figures of speech are most evocative. I can hardly believe that this is the work of the woman who wrote my dear, not long ago. Congratulations. I'm not criticizing you in the least, understand, but something essential has changed in these poems. The sense of playfulness that carried your work aloft has faded. Your vivid engagement with the world seems weak. In a way, I miss them. Yours very sincerely, Professor Oliver Glauer.
Dear Professor Glauer, here are a few more poems. Oh, I'm sorry that it's taken me a long time to get back to you, but committee work has taken up entirely too much time for a nymph poet. I was very disappointed that in trying to please you, I lost some of the power in my lines. I knew a young poet long ago who wrote passionately and well, and then, as he grew older and had to bolster his career, his work grew a bit rigid. He seemed to have migrated from his heart to his head. Now he's published in journals, and his work seems well-crafted, but austere, like an intricate rock wall. Oh, it makes me so sad. I would not like to be like him. Yours sincerely, Ella Cooper.
Dear Ella Cooper, I must say I pity your poor friend who lost his way. May I inquire as to his name? And which journals publish him? I would be interested to see if I agree with your observations. Yours sincerely, Oliver Glauer.
Professor, my life has become so much richer since I began writing poetry again. And I have you and an errant letter to thank for that. I only send one poem today, a longer and more polished one than any others I have sent. I do hope you enjoy it. I wonder if you could send me something new that you've written as well for inspiration. Very sincerely yours, Ella Cooper.
Dear Ella Cooper, I received the poem you sent me yesterday, wrapped in the night with stars in her hair. It was familiar. Oh, my dear star pupil, may I call you that? Did you think I wouldn't recognize those words? That poem by the marvelous Lewis Miller was published in the Times Literary Supplement a year ago. How touching that you would claim it as your own. Were you trying to impress me? Let me assure you that you are making marvelous progress, and I enjoy reading your own work. There is no need to include the poems of others. I send you my latest poem, written just a week ago. Please enjoy it. I await your response. I hope you will not find it as dead as that of your earlier acquaintance. Yours sincerely, Oliver Glower. P.S. You did not tell me who that friend was.
Good day to you, Professor. I went on a postman's holiday and sought out her house yesterday. The flowers were in bloom. I saw someone in the garden, but she seemed to be a very old lady.
Dearest Oliver, what a fascinating plaint for lost years your scholar's lament is. Thank you for sharing it. Oh, if it's not too bold of me, I would say that you are breaking free from the ice that seems to have frozen your other poems. I must lie now, but I have a secret to tell you in my next letter. Yours sincerely, Ella Cooper.
The ice that has frozen my... I sense a chill down my spine. I am not sure I want to know this secret of which she writes. Dear Ella Cooper, thank you for your enthusiastic reception to my latest poem. I cannot imagine what you have to share with me. Yours sincerely, Professor Oliver Glower.
Dear Professor Glower, I've wanted to tell you my secret for some time. I hope you will take it in the right spirit. My name is not Ella Cooper. I am not just a Midlands neophyte. I am Elizabeth Carter. Elizabeth, who loved you when we were young and who admired your work and tried to imitate it herself. You brought me alive. You opened the world to me. You gave me to believe that you loved me as well. Then you left the village to discover the world, and we rarely heard from you again. I never forgot you, though I've lived a full and happy life. Can you forgive me for this deception, your Elizabeth?
So, my first admirer, Elizabeth. I must admit I haven't thought of her in years. This is quite awkward. I thought I was finding my second youth, but instead, it was just my dotage. Dear Elizabeth, of course I should have guessed it. Your playfulness, your enticing games. There was something familiar haunting this entire correspondence. There's nothing to forgive, of course. It was a gain to you, but it had some very interesting effects on me as well. Yours sincerely, Oliver Glower.
Dear Oliver, I'm afraid I have harmed our friendship by not being entirely honest with you from the beginning, but I wanted us to become reacquainted before memories of the past could colour our wonderful new friendship. This has been far more than a game to me. I'd hoped it would restore both of us to a state of grace we lost so long ago, though we can never regain our youths. I would very much like to continue our correspondence. Please let me know if this is possible. Your Elizabeth.
Dear Elizabeth, this all requires a great deal of adjustment on my part, as you may imagine. I will let you know how I'd like to proceed soon. Yours sincerely, Oliver Glower. P.S. I do hope you will continue writing your poetry, as you are showing some real promise. I know you were honest in that, at least.
Dear Oliver, thank you for your prompt answer to my letter. I do hope to hear from you again soon. And now, I have one more secret. I've actually been writing and publishing poetry for years under my late husband's name of Louis Miller. Yes, I was that marvellous writer who composed the poem you received in my earlier letter. I'm sorrier than you can imagine for misrepresenting myself so. I was feeling such tender emotions for you again. Yours sincerely, Elizabeth. P.S. If you still come to our celebration, I would like to spend some time together afterward.
So, am I to be spared nothing? An apology. It's well intended, I'm sure, but the damage is done. I will not be stabbed twice by the same dagger. Dear Elizabeth, thank you for being totally honest, I think, at last. I wish we could be young and innocent again, but I am afraid that is not possible. I am old. I find it difficult to go through the upheavals of youth again. I wish you the best and may watch for your work in the journals. Yours sincerely, Oliver Glower.
Good morning, Professor. Here's a surprise. Another one of those lavender letters, like you used to get so long ago. Enjoy.
You have been listening to The Lavender Letters by Patty Cassidy, with Roger Cross as the postman, Kathleen Monteleone as Emma, and Richard Marder as the professor. It was produced by Brianda Cross. The music was Morning from Peer Gynt Suite and played by Hugh Barton. If you have been interested, intrigued, or entertained by this delightful audio drama and would like to hear other similar but different plays, please go to fastfictionpodcasts.com. Thank you.